Dallas Hochman is the Vice President of Industry Relations for NPPC. Hochman says American pig farmers have always been dedicated to raising healthy animals to ensure a safe food supply. He says farmers' strategies include using antibiotics while striving to reduce the overall need to use them to ensure human health.
For us, you know, we operate on a twofold strategy. First and foremost is a dedication to the responsible use of antibiotics. But secondly, for us, zero is not an option. While we very much support the Guidance 209 and 213 and Veterinarian Feed Directive, which rules out the use of antibiotics as a growth promotant and that all those drugs should be used under veterinary oversight, we're very much in the fact of opposing any further additions. That is, the need to use antibiotics as it relates to prevention and treatment and control of diseases underneath the veterinary oversight.
Hochman says pork producers weigh the factors of antibiotics use, including animal health, food safety, and cost.
Antibiotics are expensive. Pigs do not have health insurance. And most people can comprehend that when they go to pick up prescriptions, they pay a copay. Well, we don't have copay. We only use them because they are expensive. And at the end of the day, we first and foremost are about food safety and then ultimately taking care of the animals from the auspice of animal welfare. And then lastly, you know, the fact that these antibiotics cost money, so from a cost analysis.
Last week, NPPC, along with the National Pork Board, submitted a letter in the Wall Street Journal to Subway regarding its new antibiotics policy. That followed unsuccessful attempts to seek clarification on the policy, which led to the open letter.
We reached out to Subway to get clarification for this prior to us taking the step, and we did not get any callbacks. And so we felt it was very necessary to make a statement that says enough is enough. This is a stark contrast to the other announcements, and we very strongly believe that antibiotics are an integral part of the overall herd health program. And so you don't see us often taking this step, but we thought it was enough to say enough is enough.
Hochman says NPPC strongly objects to the policy announced by Subway.
We think it first and foremost puts our animals in jeopardy from the overall welfare standpoint. And secondly, we very much support in our government agencies, our FDA, USDA, Federal Meat Inspection, Food Safety, FSIS, all of those that are doing a great job to assure the public that we have a safe supply of product.
He says policies such as the one announced by Subway just lead to confusion in the industry and for consumers. Michael Clements reporting.